obviously, we got a 61-yarder that we made last week. I don't care how the game went. We won. We got out of there. We're trying to go out there. We ain't trying to have it too close, but we're trying to go out there and we're trying to, you know, take care of business, come back home because it is a business trip.
How tough is the cross-country travel?
I mean, I don't really worry about all that. I think for me, the plane ride is just long. I mean, I get some good sleep. You get 3 extra hours of sleep. I feel like, you know, the rest is, we're going to be rested. But I think if you put it in your mind that it affects you, then it's going to affect you. For me, I'm just trying to focus in on just making sure that, you know, I get my rest and when the game time come, go out there and play balls out.
Brendan, maybe 2/3 of that stadium may be Eagles fans on Sunday. That's got to be exciting for you guys.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited, man, because, you know, you can just tell how the Eagles fans dedicated to this game and to their team. And, you know, hopefully it is the whole Eagle Nation out there. And so I think, you know, we just got to go put on the show.
When's the last time you played in front of only 25,000, 30,000 fans?
That's a good question. Shoot, I don't even think I played against that much until we got to States in high school. So, and then I went to Michigan, and I just got blew away with 100,000. Then I went to Penn State, and Penn State was a little louder, though, so I ain't going to lie. Penn State, the way they stadium is built, and then they student section a little bigger than ours, it was a little louder. But I can't remember the last time I played in front of 20,000.
Doug said last week that was the kind of game maybe you guys would have lost last year. You're playing a team that's lost a lot of close games last year now. How much of a difference can it make when you go through a game like Sunday when you pull out a game close?
It's nice, man, because, you know, in those moments when we get into those, hopefully not many, back into the season, like later on in the season, you got a lot of rookies that went through that was a part of that was in the game, you know, because we're not even full strength. So that's why I'm excited, because you had a bunch of rookies in there that kind of, you know, that helped out because a lot of guys went down. And I think now that we're getting over the hundreds, the hump is because, you know, everybody's been there before. You know, we got most of the team that we had last year. We got some new additions, but overall, our core people, you know, have been in that situation before. So to hear the veterans talking to the rookies and just to hear people on the sideline, nobody was rattled because we've been there before last year. It was just all about finishing the game more so than let's just try to, you know, stay ahead. Like when we was up 14. Nothing, you know, everybody was still trying to, you know, push the pedal to the metal, but, you know, they made some plays. And then when they went up 21-14, we still was not even, you know, blaming nobody. We just went out there, we got a drive, put a drive together. And I just think it's because of the mindset of people. Nobody's down on each other when bad things happen.
What type of hit is it going to be not to have Fletcher Cox?
It's going to be, you know, big because, you know, me and Fletch, you know, we have fun on our side. We got good chemistry together. Me and Timmy have been doing really good. I know basically if you're on the same page with your tackle and you're in either side, you're going to be good. So this week I've been focusing on, you know, making sure me and Timmy is on the same page and try to see how he rushed, even though I kind of know a little bit about him from the other side because I watch both sides. You know, now actually going through it, I think – you know, y'all gonna be in for a good little Sunday.